continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
Three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome here.
Going with the After Dark show all of a sudden.
It's always a pleasure.
Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After years of research, a medical breakthrough, surgeons at Boston's Mass General Hospital implanting a kidney from a genetically modified pig into 62-year-old Rick Slema, who is in end-stage kidney disease. Transplant specialist Dr. Winfred Williams.
He saw this as not only as a way to improve his own personal life, but a way to provide hope for the thousands of people who need a transplant to survive.
How's Slema doing? Almost a week later, Dr. David Brown.
Mr. Slema is feeling well. Recovering nicely.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. sentenced convicted January 6th insurrectionist Jeffrey Sable to 63 months in the penitentiary for helping others drag a police officer into the mob storming the Capitol, where that officer was assaulted with various weapons. Brian Malinowski died. The Little Rock, Arkansas airport honcho was wounded in a gunfight with federal agents serving a search warrant at his home this week. This is ABC News. The adult entertainer who goes by the name of Stormy Daniels was on ABC's The View Thursday. A $130,000 payment is at the center of the hush money trial of Donald Trump.
I relish the day that I get to face him and speak my truth.
The trial currently slated to start April 15th.
I'm absolutely ready. I've been ready. I'm hoping with all of my heart that they call me because, as I showed on the stand against Michael Avenatti, I don't need someone to speak for me.
The corruption case against New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez spurring him to take action.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June.
He was already facing two Democratic challengers.
Unfortunately, the present accusations I am facing, of which I am innocent and will prove so, will not allow me to have that type of dialogue and debate with political opponents that have already made it the cornerstone of their campaign.
Menendez says he hopes to run as an independent in November if he's acquitted at trial this summer. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
He says that nearly 100 pages of signatures have a litany of errors and should be tossed. A former associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. He was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
That's Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing Wednesday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks get a win at home. Good evening, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. A win for the Bucks. The final 115-108 over the Nets. The Bucks losing that game last night in Boston to the Celtics. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team in Brooklyn for the start of the tournament tomorrow night when they take on James Madison University. Greg Gard at a press conference in New York on what turned the season around.
I think getting healthy was a big piece of it. And I mean, obviously we have, the stars have been in different parts of our team throughout the year. You know, we've had, You know, Chucky had big games. Max has had big games. AJ has one today. John had one yesterday. But I've always felt that the real strength of this, the ace of this team, has been their depth. And albeit just minute numbers maybe on a score sheet or a stat sheet, that spark comes from specifically Cam and John.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory in effect for the overnight, as we'll see total accumulations across the area between 3 to 6 inches, perhaps locally higher. Overnight lows dropping to the mid and upper 20s, highs in the mid to upper 30s Friday. Currently 29 degrees.
Tune in Friday for a Snowmageddon edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll air your grievances. Tune in across the Civic Media Network 4 to 6.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Wow. Letitia James, she's getting ready to grab him by the assets. It's getting wild. I just can't help myself. I just grabbed them by the assets. Yes. Jessica Valenti, jessica.substack.com. She's been on this program a number of times. She writes a Substack newsletter called Abortion Every Day. And she writes, this is from her yesterday, her Substack yesterday. She says, back in January, I wrote about how Republicans wanted women with life-threatening pregnancies to be forced into ceased actions instead of having quicker, safer, and medically standard abortions. Now, think about that for a minute. This is totally weird. A woman who's got a dead fetus or a deformed fetus, you know, needs to have an abortion. What the Republicans are saying is that that woman, instead of having an abortion, which would leave her intact and capable of having, you know, future pregnancies without complications and normal vaginal births, instead, they want her to have a C-section to remove the fetus and, I don't know, call it a birth or something. She says, that's right, they wanted to force women whose lives were already in danger to have major abdominal surgery rather than a 10-minute procedure. And then she notes that when she wrote about this back in January, that a whole bunch of people responded to her going, come on, Republicans are not that stupid, they're not that crazy, they're not that evil, you're exaggerating. So she says, well, a new report out of Louisiana shows that's exactly what's happening. Usually I like to be right, but not this time. Yesterday, Lyft Louisiana published a report about women being denied miscarriage treatment and care for ectopic pregnancies, delays in prenatal care, women being forced into major abdominal surgeries like C-sections. She says, it's a nightmare, but it was the forced C-sections that took my breath away. I'm quoting from Jessica Valenti. She says, the report details one case, for example, where a woman's water broke 20 weeks into her pregnancy, far too early for the fetus to survive. In order to preserve the appearance of not doing an abortion, her doctor performed a C-section. NPR notes, this patient was not given a choice. She was forced into the surgery. This is a quote from a Louisiana ER doc who was quoted on NPR. Quote, What that means is that now this person has had a C-section, right? And that means that she's at a higher risk for any future pregnancies. She can no longer deliver vaginally. The appropriate thing to do, again, would have been a D&E without subjecting the patient to this unnecessary abdominal surgery. But my colleague didn't feel like she could do that while remaining in compliance with Louisiana law or appearing to remain in compliance with the law. Now, Louisiana law says that any doctor who performs an abortion is looking at 15 years in prison. This report that Jessica Valenti is quoting cites a maternal fetal medicine specialist who writes, quote, Our Attorney General, Jeff Landry, sent us all a letter saying, I will put you in jail if you break these rules. Literally, I am out to get you, so don't break these rules. So you do feel a little bit like there's a target on your back because you want to do what's right for the patient. And these aren't situations that happen infrequently. These aren't clinical scenarios that happen once a year. They happen all the time. Every time I'm on a call, I have a patient that's considered to potentially be in a life or death situation. End of quote. Back to Jessica Valenti. The report also deals patients denied abortions even though they had life-threatening cardiac conditions, and others who couldn't get treatment despite having cancer because they weren't, quote, going to die right away, end quote. This is the whole Republican thing about if you've got cancer and you're pregnant, you can't take chemotherapy because it'll cause the fetus to abort. So you're just going to, you know, you're going to have to give birth and then die from cancer as the cancer progresses from stage 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. She goes on to say, this, by the way, is what the anti-abortion groups want. Now, why would they want that? She describes it. She explains it. She says they are desperate to divorce abortion from health care. Specifically, they want Americans to believe that abortion is never necessary to protect or save someone's life and health. By mandating that doctors give women C-sections or induce vaginal labor, they think they can make that talking point come true. The Charlotte Lozier Institute, for example, again, I'm quoting from Jessica Valenti, one of the nation's largest and best-funded anti-abortion groups, explicitly recommends that treatment for emergency abortions, quote, be done by labor induction or C-section. The group also says that C-sections are, quote, a more appropriate method of separation because it shows greater respect for the human dignity of the fetus, even if she is too young or sick to survive. Please note, there wasn't a word of mention about the dignity of the woman carrying that non-viable fetus. It's all about the dignity of a fetus that is going to die in utero and may well kill mom in the process. I find this just astonishing. And I'm just scratching my head over why isn't this being more widely discussed in America? Why isn't this in the news every day? I guess we've just gotten used to Republicans just being crazy. I mean, just, you know, hating on women all the time. Meanwhile, in Russia, a couple of months ago, you'll recall, I reported on it when it happened. I believe it was in November. In fact, it was in November. Russia banned the so-called international LGBT movement. They passed a law saying it was a crime to be a member of the, basically, the international gay movement. And now they're starting to lock people up. They're rounding them up. The Russian court on Wednesday ordered the arrest of a bar owner and its art director, accusing them of organizing an extremist organization under new legislation criminalizing the LGBTQ community. This was the first criminal case of its kind launched since Russia banned the so-called international LGBT movement in November. They will remain in custody until May 18th. That's when their trial begins. And they face up to 10 years in prison for being gay. These two men. And not even for having sex. I mean, they weren't accused of having gay sex or any kind of sex. They were simply accused of being gay. The tribunal early accused the two suspects of, quote, promoting non-traditional sexual relations among the visitors of the bar. In other words, they ran a gay bar. This is a quote from the court, the Russian court. The accused, people of non-traditional sexual orientation, acted in premeditation with a group of people who also support the views and activities of the International Public Association, LGBT. So what Russia's doing with this right here is the exact same thing that the Fox News and right-wing hate radio have done with the anti-fascist movement. I mean, my dad was an anti-fascist. The day he graduated from high school, he signed up to join the army and go off and fight Nazis. Now, while he was in boot camp, the war ended, and so he ended up in the occupation forces in Japan for 2 years. But he was an anti-fascist and proud of it. And Antifa means simply anti-fascist. There is no Antifa group in America. You can't, you know, call, you know, it used to be 411, but, you know, you can't look up in the yellow pages or the white pages Antifa. There's no address, there's no president, there's no, you know, it's like, I guess I'm Antifa, I'm anti-fascist. So, you know, so what Russia is doing is the same thing, but Fox News and Republicans pretend that there's this boogeyman out there, this group of people called Antifa, who are hell-bent on burning down American cities. Well, now the Russians are pretending that there's this international group called LGBT that is hell-bent on converting Russians into homosexuals or something like that. As I said, the court said the accused people of non-traditional sexual orientation acted in premeditation with a group of people who also support the views and activities of the international public association known as LGBT. Right. This article in Agence France-Presse ends, the Kremlin has further ramped up conservative rhetoric since launching its military assault in Ukraine, casting the conflict as a battle against the West and its liberal values.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
In that, of course, they are joined by the Republican Party, which, you know, is now run by Trump, who is joined at the hip to Putin.
Your hometown from the center for News Talk AM and WRC sports.
WRC 107.7 FM, WRC 99 CD, Richmond Center,
and always on the Civic Media app.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Wisconsin, the number 5 seed in the South region of this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament. The team's overall big dance record with 10 Sweet 16s and 4 Final Fours. But when did Wisconsin win it all? 2000, 1941, 2015, 1954. The answer coming up. The Badgers are one of only 5 schools to make a trip to the Big Dance in at least 23 of the last 25 years. Duke's been there 24, and Gonzaga, Kansas, and Michigan State 25 in a row. So when did Wisconsin win it all? UW's first and so far only NCAA championship, 1941. Still a winning slice of Wisconsin. And go Badgers! I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's, like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. So yesterday, this is just crazy. Yesterday, James Comer was running his little dog and pony show in the House Oversight Committee. The guy that sometimes referred to as Comer Pyle, he's not the brightest bulb in the tree. I mean, it's so obvious. And Jamie Raskin kind of went after them, very much went after them. When they brought in Lev Parnas, and Lev Parnas said, yeah, we went over to Ukraine, and me and Rudy Giuliani, and we hooked up with the Russian intelligence service, and they fed us a bunch of lies about Biden, and we brought those lies back to the United States and promoted them because, Trump and Russia are on the same side, essentially. I'm paraphrasing wildly. I played the clips for you yesterday from his testimony. Well, the House Oversight Committee, then tabled a motion to subpoena Jared Kushner. This is where it gets really interesting. They had this. This whole thing, when Lev Parnas came in, he was invited by the Democrats, but there was a Republican guy giving testimony. He was giving it from a federal prison. He's in jail for 14 years for fraud and, financial crimes and things. So just exactly the kind of guy that Republicans just love. And so this was this Hunter Biden hearing. And so in the middle of the Hunter Biden hearing, one of the Democrats, it was Jamie Raskin. He says, Mr. Chairman, I have a motion. I would move that the committee issue a subpoena to Jared Kushner to compel testimony related to the $2 billion collected from Saudi Arabia after his service within the White House. And somebody else seconded the motion. And so Jim Jordan then stands up and says, who's on the committee, stands up and says, I move to table the motion, which means kill it. And so Comer says the motion to table is not debatable. As many are in favor of, in other words, we will not have a debate about this. We're just going to have a vote. As many as are in favor of tabling, say aye. And of course, all the Republicans said aye. And there's one or two more Republicans on the committee than there are Democrats because the Republicans control the House of Representatives. And so the effort to subpoena Jared Kushner to explain what he did. What did he give Saudi Arabia in exchange for $2 billion? What did he do for Saudi Arabia that got him such, eternal gratitude that over the objection of the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund's management, they did not want to give that $2 billion to Jared Kushner. They said, it's a bad deal. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's never run an investment vehicle in his life. He's just a low-rent slumlord from New York. And I mean, literally, that was Jared Kushner before he hooked up with the Trump family. Is he was a slumlord. He ran a bunch of low-income housing that's made their profits with government subsidies. And we're infested with rats and cockroaches and everything else. But Mohammed Bonesaw said, the guy who killed Jamal Khashoggi, he said, no, we're going to give him $2 billion. He's my buddy. Bizarre. Just bizarre. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Dennis in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. A couple of things. The first is I wanted to give you a report from Florida Veterans for Common Sense on Jim Hightower's appearance. Okay. At our annual Thomas Paine birthday party. It was amazing. He's a hell of a guy.
Oh, Jim Hightower is. Certainly. Yeah, he really and truly is. He's an amazing man.
And he's cut from the same bolt as Tom Paine was.
Yeah.
And
he's funny. Tom Paine was never funny. Jim Hightower is funny, too.
Yeah, Jim's funny. He is funny. I give you that. Well, that was just a report from the front. And the next was a question. And it pertains to Trump's solicitation of donations to pay his legal bills and to help him post these bonds.
Right.
And it's been a real long time, I hate to say how long, since I had the income tax class. But it smells like he's soliciting income from donors. And dollars to donuts, he'll never report it as income tax, but... You know, I didn't practice in the tax law area, so I'm wondering if anybody can help us. If Trump solicits donations to pay his personal legal fees and pay the bonds to allow his appeal to go forth without his properties being levied upon, is that income? And if he doesn't report it, can we throw him in jail?
For tax evasion.
I just don't know the answer to that.
I don't either. I mean, it's not Trump who's raising the money. It's a series of political action committees. And the RNC that are raising the money, and Trump is splitting it up among them, and so the question I guess is, are the PACs that are raising money and then spending that to defend Trump, are they defending Trump institutionally, as a former president or as a politician or as a member of a party, or are they defending Trump personally? And I would think, particularly with the E. Jean Carroll case, you could build a strong case that this was personal, not institutional, and therefore it should be considered income. But I don't know the tax law either, Dennis. I'm not a lawyer.
Well, perhaps one of the other brilliant listeners in your audience can call in and let us know.
Let's hope so. There are some very, very smart lawyers who listen to this program, so maybe we'll get an opinion.
CPAs, tax accountants, whatever.
There you go. I'll take anybody who knows what they're talking about. Dennis, thank you. Great question. And thanks for listening to WMNF. Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll be back with your calls right after this break. Stay with us.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. This news from the center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After years of research, a medical breakthrough, surgeons at Boston's Mass General Hospital implanting a kidney from a genetically modified pig into 62-year-old Rick Slema, who is in end-stage kidney disease. Transplant specialist Dr. Winfred Williams.
He saw this as not only as a way to improve his own personal life, but a way to provide hope for the thousands of people who need a transplant to survive.
How's Slaman doing? Almost a week later, Dr. David Brown.
Mr. Slaman is feeling well and recovering nicely.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. sentenced convicted January 6th insurrectionist Jeffrey Sable to 63 months in the penitentiary for helping others drag a police officer into the mob storming the Capitol, where that officer was assaulted with various weapons. Brian Malinowski died. The Little Rock, Arkansas airport honcho was wounded in a gunfight with federal agents serving a search warrant at his home this week. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. You'll now know when political ads in Wisconsin use AI. Governor Evers signed a bill requiring disclaimers when the ads have AI-generated content on Thursday. Wisconsin is now the 10th state to require the disclaimers. Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer was one of the authors of the bill. He said that Wisconsin is leading the country in safeguarding elections from AI interference. Governor Evers says Wisconsinites are embracing mental health care, but he only got about 10% of what he asked lawmakers for in the state budget. He says student-led efforts are helping pick up the slack.
I visited several schools over the last 4 years that they have great mental health programming going in some places that you would never expect.
More with Evers on The Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory in effect for the overnight, as we'll see total accumulations across the area between 3 to 6 inches, perhaps locally higher. Overnight lows dropping to the mid and upper 20s, highs in the mid to upper 30s Friday. Currently 29 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics
the wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for my listeners, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and your overall wellness. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Make better sleep health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Andy, hang on just a second. I just have to read this quote. It's attributed to Letitia James. I'm sure she didn't say it, but it's just gone viral. I just tweeted it. I'm automatically attracted to assets. I just start seizing them. It's like a magnet. Just seize. I don't even wait. When you're a state attorney general, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the airplane. You can do anything. Okay. Andy, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I was just listening to some polling data about their polling data when the Republicans went to the primaries, and that like 20%, one out of five of these of Republicans are rejecting Trump, which as a candidate, which makes me think there's some critical thinking going on of some kind in the Republican Party. And for Biden to seize on that would be very difficult, though, because for 3 years, I've been waking up every morning listening to him being bashed for being old, bashed for this and bashed for that, with no pushback from prominent Democrats anywhere. And so this animosity toward Biden, no matter what he does, is baked in, Tom. Mm. And I think the only way for it to be the fight against that is for Joe Biden himself to go out there and say, look, I've been railed against for 3 years now while I've been trying to do this job. And sell. He's got to go out and pitch himself all over again and fight back finally against what's been said against him for the past 3 years.
You're right, Andy. He's doing that right now. He's been in a different city almost every day, at least every other day. He's been giving a speech in a different city, you know, about some aspect of his budget or the work he's doing or whatever. It just doesn't get much coverage because, you know, he doesn't say stupid things. He doesn't swear. He doesn't threaten to end American democracy. So Trump gets all the publicity, but Joe Biden has been doing that, and you know, I'm sure it's getting regional coverage anyway, which has got to be a good thing.
Wouldn't a good strategy be to maybe alter that slightly by his campaign folks? He's got to get in that news cycle. He's got to get in as Joe Biden.
Well, he's got to drop some F-bombs or something then. I don't know what it's going to take. Yeah, Sean says you don't want him to do that. I agree. He's got to do. I'm a big fan of political theater, of guerrilla theater. You know, I don't know if you remember the patriotic millionaires. You know, during the Bush administration, when they would show up this performance group, you know, with top hats and limousines and big signs saying, you know, end Social Security, protect our wealth, you know, stuff like that. We need more political theater, and the Biden administration needs to get better at it. And they need to be getting Kamala Harris out there more, too. I realize she's been out quite a bit lately. And I also realize that the campaign doesn't really start until the end of the summer, you know, until the beginning of September. But I think your analysis is accurate, Andy, and an awful lot is already baked in, and that's very problematic.
There's one more thing, Tom. It's just I think that when Joe does go out, he's got to make sure that he not just emphasizes his accomplishments, but say that, you know, he's got to emphasize what's going to happen. You know, for instance, on abortion, you were talking about abortion. If even if Nikki Haley would seem to be a little bit more a reasonable person compared to Trump, even if she got elected, she would bring with her the same radical nut jobs that want to keep women in a parking lot until they're sick enough to get medical treatment.
That's right. Yeah, and she as much has said so, this is now the official Republican position, is that women are the property of the state. Once they become pregnant or once they miss their period, that's if you're of childbearing age, you are one moment away from being the property of the state. Andy, thank you for the call. Butch in Donovan, Nebraska. Hey, Butch, what's on your mind today?
Oh, just a couple comments, Tom. This is to Republicans. Be very careful what you wish for. You might get it.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump, Marjorie Greene, it don't matter how much money you got, trash is trash.
Yeah. Yep. I was criticized the other day for calling Marjorie Taylor Greene white trash. But I was using the phrase trailer trash. But having lived in a trailer for 3 years, I'm a little reluctant to use that phrase. But I don't know of a better phrase than white trash. I don't know why that's, something I shouldn't say on the air. Do you, Butch?
What? How low class can you be is to show nude pictures of people in Congress?
Yeah, she held up a picture of Hunter Biden's penis in Congress, and then her colleague Lauren Boebert is,
she ain't got no money though.
Yeah, well, she's sure having a good time in that theater. So anyway, Butch, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. It's a kind of a grim topic, is it not? Joan in Rochester, Minnesota. Hey, Joan, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, I was wondering about the $2 billion. That our friend Kushner got from the Arabs.
$2 billion.
Billion. And their philosophy towards women, and whether that money that he has in his possession is helping this country with some of these guys that keep promoting these horrible things for the women of this country, if that money isn't being used to do that to our women, to make our country less a country than it is and put women at a lower standard. I've never heard it said, but I have thought that feeling for a long time. There's no other reason for him to have $2 billion unless he's using it for something that's unethical.
Yeah, or if he sold, national security information. Turns out Jared Kushner was in the White House, when he was in the White House, he was the person who requested the highest number of national security documents of any of the employees in the White House. And, how many of those things got copied and handed off to Mr. Bonesaw is a matter of speculation.
Is bigger and is kept out of the limelight for a purpose. And I will always feel that way. So
I can't dispute it,
Joan. I don't know how you feel about it.
I can't dispute that. It's a little more elaborate conspiracy theory, but certainly, abortion is against the law in Saudi Arabia. And Saudi, being a woman is, with any independence is against the law in Saudi Arabia. It's entirely possible. Joan, thank you.
One and one make two. One and one make two.
There you go. Always has and always will. Thank you. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you so much for taking my call. Regarding Mike Johnson, I wanted to know if you know whatever happened to his removal attempt. And also, I wanted to make a comment about the Democrats need to be offensive, because the Republicans' strategy is to deflect attention from Trump's issues, deflect. And so rather than answering questions like, oh, Joe Biden is too old, we need to be attacking Trump with issues like, we know Trump now, he wants to defund and probably destroy Social Security and Medicare, yep. And also abortion. I mean, if those two issues, I will be putting aggressively putting ads on red states about how Trump is going to try to destroy Social Security and Medicare, as well the abortion issue with women. I think that will be a good strategy for the Republicans in red states, particularly.
Yeah, you mean for the Democrats?
But do you know whatever happened to this Mike Johnson attempt to remove him from Speaker of the House?
I'm not sure what you're talking. You mean they did write into the House rules that if even one member says, I want to challenge the Speaker, that suddenly there has to be a new election. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, Nancy Pelosi proposed an option to remove him because he was stalling on giving aid to Ukraine and stalling on passing any of the bills. Do you remember
that? I didn't
know that
anybody had actually put that motion before the House.
Well, that's what my question was. I don't know what happened with that.
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, anyway. nobody has made that motion. The Democrats aren't making that motion because, A, they're not in charge, and B, they may well end up even crazier than Mike Johnson. The Republicans, I think, are afraid
of them. Some of the Republicans were in agreement to remove him as well, I think.
They talked about it, but none of them came forward. Probably the closest is Matt Gaetz, who's very, very angry right now because Johnson, what's-his-name from California, Kevin McCarthy before him, is allowing this ethics probe. I got to run. Alfredo, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your calls.
Your hometown station for 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center and always on the 7.7 FM.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. It's 10 minutes before the hour. I'm picking up your calls. Marcus in Chicago. Hey, Marcus. Thanks for listening to WCPT. What's on your mind today?
All right. How am I doing? Hey, look. This is something that baffles me. Maybe you're smarter than I am. Maybe you can answer. You hear all of these people, especially on the Republican side, talking about Social Security is on its way out because it's not receiving enough money. Same thing with Medicare. My question is this. I don't know how many undocumented people are living and working in the United States, especially with the Dreamers, but they're paying in to FICA, Medicare.
The best estimate is 15 million of them, yeah.
Where is all of that money going since they can't get it back?
That money is subsidizing the retirement benefits and the SSI benefits of citizens like you and me.
Well, why are they saying that everything is on the purposes of going broke?
Well, because it's still not enough. I mean, you know, the problem is, you know, with or without the undocumented workers who are, you know, paying into Social Security, which is not inconsequential. I mean, that's billions of dollars, probably hundreds of billions of dollars a year. I'd have to look it up to get the exact number, but it's substantial. But the problem is that if you earn over $165,000 a year, roughly, it's like $167,300 or something like that. If you earn over $160,000 a year, you no longer pay Social Security taxes.
Yeah, so, I'm aware of that, but they're never going to change that rule.
I think they will. I really do. I think if the Democrats take the House and hold the Senate and hold the White House, I believe that they will do that because that one fix.
Now, well, maybe if the citizens push for it, maybe they will.
Yeah.
But other than
we
that,
need to.
You know.
We need to because it's an instant fix. It's just, you know, just let the rich pay the same amount as a bus driver. Let a billionaire pay the same amount into Social Security, same percentage of his income into Social Security as a bus driver. And the Social Security problem is solved. I mean, this is not rocket science. So, yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah. There you go. Marcus, thank you for the call. Right. Always nice to hear from you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Lawrence in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Approximately 25% of the American voters believe that Biden was elected illegitimately and is not a legitimate president.
Yeah, roughly half of Republicans,
Almost 70%, something on the order of 68%, according to recent polls, which presumably includes some independents and Democrats, believe that there is at least some fire to the smoke that the Republicans keep throwing up about Biden's getting money, Joe Biden getting money from federal governments and being corrupt.
Right. From,
I mean,
and from Ukraine.
That's penetrated the national consciousness. There's no evidence whatsoever for either of those things being true. However, these huge numbers of Americans believe this. Here's my question for you, Tom. Mm-hmm. How do we on the left counter that? How do we get control of the narrative back?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I'm booting up my 360 here because there's an FDR quote that goes with this. But I may have to wait just a moment. I think the way that we counter it, frankly, is by calling it out. I mean, that's what we have to do. FDR had, listen to this. This is Franklin Roosevelt.
Remember, a number of years ago, there was a book, Mein Kampf, written by Hitler himself. The technique was all set out in Hitler's book, and it was copied by the aggressors of Italy and Japan. According to that technique, you should never use a small falsehood. Always a big one. For its very fantastic nature would make it more credible. If only you keep repeating it over and over and over again.
There you go. And that's what Trump has been doing with the lie about, you know, having lost the election. And that's what Comer and Jordan are doing with these lies about Biden having some skeezy business operations going in Ukraine. It's the big lie. And we need to call it out. We need to say exactly what FDR said. This is Hitler's big lie strategy that the GOP has embraced as policy. Make sense, Lawrence?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know quite how we fight it, though.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think we're just going to have to do it with words. Lawrence, thank you for the call. Evelyn in Seattle. Hey, Evelyn, I have a little less than a minute here left. I'm sorry to be so brief, but what's up?
Hey, I was just listening to what you were saying about the state of Louisiana and the abortion thing and women having to go through C-sections
right.
to take a little fluid out of them. That's just crazy for me. I am surprised that we didn't see a lot more people organize, and especially like men help women like march the streets and like fight for this. Like, this is like taking a lot of our rights away. And I find it hypocritical that a lot of the far right Republicans that are pushing for this are the same ones that were crying about bodily autonomy when they were wanting to get the vaccination during COVID.
Oh, you're
it
right.
It just doesn't make sense.
You're absolutely right. How dare you make me wear a mask or get a vaccine? Yeah. Yeah, no, you're spot on, Evelyn. Thank you very much for that. That was brilliant. All right. Thank you so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Otherwise, it's not democracy. And we're creeping closer and closer to oligarchy every day. We've got to get our democracy back, which means make sure that you're registered to vote. You can do it at vote.org. Make sure all your friends are registered to vote. And when the election time comes around, you know, kick their butts. Get them out there. Make sure we've got to take this country back. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. And don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at tomlovesbeets.com. It's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Coming up Friday on Matt Nair On Air, it's time to recombobulate. Dan Schaefer will join us from the recombobulation area. Don't miss it.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Apple is a monopoly in the cell phone arena. Justice suing, asserting unfair practices by Apple, including limiting the functionality of messaging and apps that aren't